And I am so delighted to be in the studio today to talk about the cornerstone of the historic Christian faith. Just today, I was studying Plinius the Younger, also known as Pliny the Younger. He was a contemporary and employer of Suetonius, who wrote the Lives of the 12 Caesars. He was a friend of Tacitus, a highly skilled rhetorician. He was famous for letters rightly dubbed literary classics. But he is equally famous, and you don't find as much written about this in the literature, for the interrogation, torture, and murder of Christians. By his own account, he extracted information from two church deaconesses, and he did it by torture. His manner was to ask three times whether you were a follower of Jesus Christ. And if your answer was yes, he wrote, "I then ordered them to be taken away to be executed." Now, if a person responded by denying the faith, Plinius had them repeat an invocation to the gods, offer rites with wine and incense before the statue of Trajan, and then utter imprecations at the same time against the very name of Christus. For Plinius, the end game was simply this. It was the reclamation of multitudes from the worship of Jesus Christ to the worship of Caesar. Plinius was confident that through intimidation and threat of death, the tide of Christianity could be stemmed. In the end, of course, he was wrong. And he was wrong for one singular reason. It was the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The early Christians had seen the resurrected Christ. And as a result, their lives were radically impacted. They no longer lived for prosperity, for the favor of Caesar, but they lived for eternal verities. And as a result, they turned an empire upside down, because out of the bowels of the Roman Empire would come the greatest civilization in the history of the planet. A civilization founded on the DNA of biblical manuscripts. A civilization that recognized Christ as having been raised from the dead. And all of this is but a prologue to something that I want to put into your hands. Something that allows you with passion and purpose to communicate the truth of resurrection. Christ rose from the dead. Now, that's not just a historical reality, and we're going to talk about how it is a historical reality. But it is something that has implications for you right now. Because if it is indeed true that Christ rose from the dead, it means you too will rise. If it is not true, it means your faith is useless, and so is this broadcast. It all hinges on whether or not Christ rose from the dead. Now, one of the things I have discovered is that the average Christian, the person who takes that sacred name Christ upon his lips, upon her lips, is not able to communicate with power and passion that Christ rose from the dead. And that is precisely why I've put together a 4x6 laminated flip chart, something that you can put in your pocket or purse as a means of communicating the cornerstone, the very foundation of the historic Christian faith. Now, there is no one better to talk about this subject with me on this broadcast than my guest, Lee Strobel. And I almost dare not call him a guest. He's been on the broadcast so many times. But Lee is a new breed of apologists more interested in winning people than winning arguments. And that's the point I want to underscore with this flip chart. This is not about winning an argument or demonstrating mental acumen. It is about winning people to the cause of Christ. And I want you to think about something for just a moment. We are just a week away from this Friday to celebrating the fatal torment of Jesus Christ. And the irony is, we will celebrate the fatal torment of Jesus Christ with joy for one reason. It is because Christ rose from the dead, and through his resurrection demonstrates that he is God in human flesh.